Good evening, everyone. Thank you for coming. Siman Shin Yud, Sifim Gimel Advav. We're going to focus on two main topics, Muktzeh L'Chetzi Shabbat, and then Bitul Kli Me'Hachano. Each one of those topics could be discussed for a long time. We're going to try to cover the fundamentals, and we'll see how much time we have for extras. Muktzeh L'Chetzi Shabbat. What is the concept of Muktzeh L'Chetzi Shabbat? It's basically Seif Gimel. So the source is the Gemara in Betza, Kaf Vav Amud Bet. By Mineh Hillel Merava. Hillel here is like Hillel Amora. So Hillel asks Rava, Yesh Muktzeh L'Chetzi Shabbat, Oen Muktzeh L'Chetzi Shabbat? So what is the suffix? איך ידעמי? אידי יחזי בבין השמשות, יחזי, אידי לא יחזי, לא יחזי. What's the pshat? If it was ראוי בבין השמשות, fine. If it was not, done. So the Gemara said, לא צריך עדי יחזי ועדר אידחי ועדר יחזי. So the Gemara explained that the suffix of מוקצי לחצי שבת is when you have something that was ראוי בבין השמשות, and then something happened and it got undone, not ראוי, and then become ראוי, like if you have גרורות וצימוקים, that it was dry, and then a rain came and it got soggy, so it's not ראוי, nobody gonna eat it, and then the sun came out and dried it back. So the suffix is the fact that it was מוקצה for a short period of time, gonna cause the item to continue to be מוקצה even after the fruit like become ראוי again. So we have two opinions in the Gemara here. It's basically two lishnot in the Gemara. The first lishna says, Amar le yesh mukze. And then the Gemara have a question on it, and terutz. And then Ika Damri, Amar le en mukze lechatzi Shabbat. As Ika Damri says, there is no mukze lechatzi Shabbat. In order to be mukze, you need to be mukze only in the beginning of Shabbat, and then it's going to keep the shem mukze for the whole Shabbat. But if it was ra'ui beben hashmashot, and then not ראוי, that's not enough to continue or to maintain the name of מוקצה for the end of Shabbat. Then the Gemara have a couple of questions. After that, the Gemara brings וכן אתה מוצא בפסקים ושאר כל מיני פירות. I'm skipping like four lines. The Gemara asks a question, Hey Chidami, I didn't emphasize that, but it should be bold. Hey Chidami, Ide Ichzu Lama Li Azmana, Ide Lo Chazu Ki Azmin Leu Mayave, Mechitema De Lo Yada Ichazu Ilo Chazu, Vamarav Kan, Amukce Shiavash Ven Abaalim Mokirim Bomutar, Ela Lav De Chazu Veid Chavada Ichazu, Vyamart En Mukce Lama Leu Azmana, Ela Ma Yesh Mukce, Ki Azmin Leu Mayave, לא צריכה דאיחזו ולא איחזו, דאיקאין שדאחלי ואיקאין שדלאחלי, אזמין גלי דעתה, לא אזמין לא גלי דעתה. So I'm not gonna go through the whole explanation for everything, I'm just gonna emphasize that the Gemara says that in a case that it was half and half, meaning if בין השמשות the גוגרות וצימוקים were not completely ready, but some people would eat it, in this case, hazmana gonna work. If you're gonna stand there, ben hashmashot, and you're gonna say, I'm gonna eat from these fruits, since some people would eat these fruits in this condition, hazmana gonna help. One more thing that I wanna emphasize from this piece of Gemara, at the stage of the question of the Gemara asks, ide lo achazu, ki azmin lehu mayhave. When the Gemara was asking the question, when the Gemara thought that it was not chazu at all, the Gemara says it's pashut that hazmana is not going to help. If the fruits are not edible completely and nobody going to eat them, even if you're going to do hazmana, even if you're going to say, I'm yachad these fruits, I'm going to eat them, it's a joke. It's not going to work. And that's another chidush, that hazmana is helping only or working only in a case that achzu velo achzu. It's in a mid stage that some people would eat it, then hazmana gonna help. But if it's like completely not ראוי, then even if you're going to be מזמין, it's not going to help you. The Gemara continues after, and that's the next stage in the Gemara, Rabbi Zeira. The Gemara said, Tashma mipolim v'adashim. The Gemara said, Da polim v'adashim, it's the three lines from the bottom of the first source. Da polim v'adashim, מעיקר חזו לחוס, שדינו בקדרה, ידחו להו, גמר בשוליו, חזו להו. Anytime when you cook polim v'adashim, lentils and polin, I don't know what the...
Beans.
Yes, shuit usually is beans or polin. So, when it's not cooked, you could eat it, lima beans, maybe, whatever. So, mi'ikara, before you cook them in Yom Tov, it's ra'uy lachos. Maybe you can, like, nibble, like, eat a little bit, but... And then, when you put it in the... You cook it, it's not ra'uy completely, nobody can eat it on the mean stage, and then gamar bishulayu, and then when it... the bishul finished, then it's ra'uy. So, if you hold... Yesh mukze lechetzi Shabbat, it should never be cook anything on Yom Tov because you have the mean stage that it's not ra'uy. Amar le'abayu, l'ta'amich tikshilach kderot de'alma. If it's true, you should be asking about any type of kdera at a normal Shabbat, even without Yom Tov. Any type of kdera, when you, even if it's fully cooked, benesh mashot, it's boiling because you want it to stay hot for the night. So it's boiling, you can eat it. So it's not ra'uy. So it should continue the name Mukze the whole Shabbat. So the Gemara said, it's obvious that the whole question does not apply to these type of things. Why? The Gemara raised a new concept that's called Gemara Bide Adam. Gemara Bide Adam seems to say that anything that it's under your control, you could change the status or that you put it there. We're going to define it a little bit more soon. But bepashtut, by kederot de alma, that's the pshat. It's just hot and you could cool it down in any point. You can just take it off the fire and it's going to cool down and you could eat it. So any type of dechui, any type of dchia that you control the dchia, it's not a real dechui. And the question that we were just discussing, Mukzi Lechatzi Shabbat, does not apply because it's not considered Dechui to begin with. It's under your control, it's under your Shlita, so it's not Dechui to begin with, and that's why there is no question about these type of things. So let's just summarize the Chidushim that we see from the Gemara. The Din Yesh Mukzi Lechatzi Shabbat, and Mukzi Lechatzi Shabbat, it's only when it was ra'uy beben hashmashot and then got destroyed or got not ra'uy. Hazmana, if you do sit beben hashmashot and you do hazmana when it's not ra'uy completely, it's not going to work. Rashi says, "Havelekem hazmin etzim va'avanim la'achila." It's like you said, "I'm going to eat this stone." It's not going to work. It's batla da'atu. It's like dvarim be'alma. There is nothing to be chal on. The third chidush of the Gemara is that Gemaro bide Adam, anything that it's under your control to take away the dachui, it's not considered dachui. The Gemara also, during the Shakla Vetaria, the Gemara said that if it's a chisaron yediya, meaning if you put the fruits on the roof in order to dry them on Tuesday, and you thought it might be ready on Shabbat, you didn't know, and when you came on Shabbat morning, you saw that it's so dry that for sure it was dry ben hashmashot. In this case, you could eat it because it was mukhan ben hashmashot. You just didn't know about it. In this case, it's not dachui; it's just a chisaron in your yediya. The item itself was mukhan, so this is not a problem of ra'uy. Now, Tosfot is a very important Tosfot on this sugya. And if you want to turn the page number 2. ואם תאמר, אמי אין מוכיח מאי דקופין את הסל לפני האפרוחים כדי שיעלו וירדו, וכאמר מותר לטלטלם, פירוש אחר שירדו מותר לטלטל הסל, אף על פי שהיה אסור כשעלו האפרוחים עליו בחצי היום, על מה אין מוקצה לחצי שבת. Tosfot says, we have a very interesting Gemara in Shabbat Daf Mem Gimel. Shabbat Daf Mem Gimel, the Gemara said you could take a basket and turn it upside down so the chicks gonna climb over it and go to the other side. So, why is it mutter? The Gemara there in Mem Gimel says that only when the chicks on top of it, you shouldn't touch the basket. But after they came off, you could move it. So, if the concept of Yesh Mukzeh L'Chatzi Shabbat is true, so since it was not, you couldn't move it when the chicks were on top, it should keep the name of Mukzeh for after. And the fact that you see that the Gemara said B'Pashtut, that you could move the basket after the chicks are not there, shows L'Chora that En Mukzeh L'Chatzi Shabbat. So Tosfot answer, ויש לומר, דשני הטעם דה וכמו גמרו בידי אדם, שבידו להפריחה מעליו, דה שרינן כדרות, אף על גב דבין השמשות עוד חותם. The first תירוץ that Tosfot says is that the יסוד that the Gemara basically said that anything that is under your control, like כדרות עוד חותם, you could cool it down, so it's not a real דחוי, it's not like בעצם. It's just temporary, just like it's not dichui be'etzem. So too, by the chicks, you just turn it upside down, but if you need the basket any time, you can just make them come off. So it's not a real dichui. That's the first tirutz the Tosfot says. Ve'od yesh lomar, the second tirutz of Tosfot, de'hata mayri le'inyan tiltul, de'pshita le de'en mukzi le'chatzi shabbat. This terutz of Tosfot is a very interesting terutz. Basically, it changed the whole sugya to be something that is not so relevant for dinei mukze. It's a big chidush. But Tosfot says there is two separate sugyas. The sugya of yesh mukze lechatzi shabbat or not, it's a sugya that discusses about hachana of ochel, if it's considered mukhan, ve'achinu et asher yaviu. It's a din that the food should be ready. So the Gemara debates, if you have gogot v'tzimukim, and it's not ra'ui la'achila, maybe since it has a period of time during Yom Tov or Shabbat that it was not ra'ui la'achila, so you shouldn't eat it the whole Shabbat. But if you're going to ask me, can I move it or not? There is no question, you could move it. The shayla is not about mukzah, the shayla is just about hachana, if it's considered mukhan. Tosfot says, if this is the pshat, the two sugyot has nothing to do with each other. The basket is a shayla of muktzeh. Muktzeh, it's not going to be. En muktzeh lechatzi shabbat for dinei tiltul muktzeh. Tiltul muktzeh, if you ask me if something was asur betiltul for a half of a day, it's not going to keep she muktzeh, the other half that it's not muktzeh. But the question in the Gemara in Betzah is about achila. Rashba also write the same Tevut of Tosfot. There's a lot to discuss here in the Rishonim. The Meiri is very long. We have a lot of Chidushim. I'm just going to say one point that the Meiri says. Page number 5 at the top. It's just like something that I was bothered why nobody say that, but it seems to me a very good pshat. Mikol makom acherim tirtzu. You see the first line in page number 5. Acherim tirtzu de mita shani oil ve'en isur tiltula mitzad atzma ela mitzad amaot ve'lo shalut b'talmud im yesh basis lechatzi shabbat im lav she'en isur basis elam ken nasa basis ben hashmashot. It says an interesting pshat. It says the dinim of mita, that other sugis that the Rishonim discuss, and basket, you want to also the basket that it's like a basis for the Efruchim. The sugya in Betzah, we're discussing the actual item itself. So, basis, you need a lot more to keep the Shem Muktzeh on it. That's why it's pashut for the Gemara that the basket is not going to turn to be Muktzeh. Even if the two sugya discuss Dine Muktzeh, the sugya by Sal and Mita discuss basis. Basis would not keep Shem Muktzeh. Even if you hold Yesh Muktzeh L'Chatzi Shabbat, it's not going to go down to the basis. In order to be basis davar asor, you needed to be benesh mashot. That was not a question. The question in the Gemara Betzah is that when the item itself is not ra'ui, it's going to keep shemukze for the end of Shabbat. The Bet Yosef bring the Rosh that says that Sugya is discussing. He just brings the Rosh, that the Rosh says Mistabra Kelishna Batra, the Beshel Sofrim Alach Achar HaMekel, Velechach Lo Evi Ariv. It's page number 5. You see the Bet Yosef. So Lemaise, we had two Lishnot in the Gemara. Yesh Mukze Lechatzi Shabbat and Mukze Lechatzi Shabbat. Right? Two opinion in Tosfot, if we're discussing Dine Mukze or we discuss Dine Achila. Even if we discuss Dine Mukze, and it's relevant for Dine Mukze, we still hold like the Meikel opinion, because the Rosh, and seems to be the Rif, hold that Halacha Kedivra Mekel, because it's a Safek Derabanan, Mistabra Kelishna Batra, V'Bishel Sofrim Alech Echa Mekel. That's why the Rif didn't bring this whole Sugya, V'chen Pasak Aran, V'chen Pasak Arash B'Bitshuva. So Lemaise, even if the Sugya discussed Dine Mukze, we hold like the Meikel opinion, so En Mukze Lechatzi Shabbat. If something was not Ra'ui for 5 minutes or 2 hours in Shabbat, and the problem disappeared, it's becoming Ra'ui for Dine Tiltul and for Dine Achila. That's Lemaise. Another point in the Bet Yosef, it's Seife in the Bet Yosef, that when it's Ra'ui and not Ra'ui, and a person didn't know if it was ready, what we said in the Gemara, that if the person didn't know that it's ready, but it was ready, so it just Chisaron Yediya, in this case it's Mutar, even though he didn't know Ben Hashmashot what's the situation. And Yerushalmi seems to say that if the person didn't know, it's considered anat ra'ui. So according to Yerushalmi, it's din bagavra. According to the Bavli, it's din b'cheftza. And we hold like the Bavli. So we don't care about chisaron yedi'a. We care about the mitzius. If the item was ra'ui ben hashmashot, not chetzi shabbat. When it was not ra'ui, gogod v'tzimukim, ben hashmashot, you put them in the roof on Tuesday. They got dried on Erev Shabbat, you didn't know. And you found out that it's so dry in the morning that for sure it was dry ben hashmashot. So you have a chisaron yediyah, not mitzias. So mitzias was ready. So in this case, we follow the Bavli against Yerushalmi. I don't know, the Beit Yosef bring here, כתוב ברוחות חיים, the דברים שאינם רואים וזמינם אל מועיל בהם בזמנה. לכאורה, it's גמרא מפורשת. I don't know why I need the ברוחות חיים. Whatever, maybe the דברים, to learn from other, for other places also, but לכאורה, it's מפורש בגמרא. And then he brings the name of the kolbo. That's the gemara. Kol davar shegemaro bidei adam eno mokze. And then he brings the sofek. Ela atmarim shenotnim aleim mayim bagigit be'erev Shabbat v'nidchu al yedei ze. If it's mikri gemaro bidei adam. Bedmarav tmuim, he says that I don't understand why he. De'a amrina bagemara deshar perot bar migrugorot v'tzibukim let mu mokze. So the Bet Yosef doesn't understand why do you even bother to discuss Gemara Bidei Adam. It's not Gogorot v'tzimukim, so why do you need to go there? In kam lamu tzach litam v'pnei shegemara bidei adam. Ve'od dehane v'day lav Gemara Bidei Adam. So the poskim explained that the Kolbo basically said that when you put the tamarim in the water, it's becoming not ra'ui la Gogorot v'tzimukim. That's why he needed the concept of Gemara Bidei Adam. Hechen legoi. It's a discussion that we discussed in the past, so you can look in the previous shiurim. Now, fascinating chakira in the achronim, that it's very fundamental and all of us should know. The Shulchan Aruch, as we mentioned, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, Seif Gimel, Seif Daled, and Seif Hey, it's a basically summarizing the sugya. The Seif Gimel says that we hold En Mukze Lechatzi Shabbat, and the only thing that holds Shemukze, although it's not Mukze anymore, it's when it was Mukze beBen Hashmashot. Only Ben Hashmashot determined the future of the item, but not the middle of Shabbat. So, En Mukze Lechatzi Shabbat. If someone was not ready for, it was not Mukhan for 3 hours in the middle of Shabbat, it's not gonna maintain the name Mukze. Halacha Daled. that chisaron yediyah is not chisaron and it's mutter, like the Bavli. And then Seif Hey, the Taz, discuss the concept of en muktzi lechatzi Shabbat. And this is a fascinating machloket between the achronim. Biyoredeh siman resh samech vav, you see the Taz in page number 6. ביורד היה סימן רש סמך וב כתבתי דיזמן שמל בו בשבת דן לטלטלו לאחר המילה סכין של מילה after the bris ביורד היה he wrote that you should not move it after the bris ולא כתשובת מרשל דמתיר מטעם דאין מוקצה לחצי שבת the מרשל is מתיר why? דאין מוקצה לחצי שבת so the source for the מרשל seems to be our סוגיה אין מוקצה לחצי שבת so if אין מוקצה לחצי שבת What does it mean basically? That if something is not Raui only for part of the Shabbat, it's not going to maintain the Shem Muktzeh. Although it's not exactly the same, because the time of the Bris, it's Mutter. Ben Ashmashot, you knew that you're going to do the Bris, so it was Raui Ben Ashmashot, and it was Raui during the Brit. And then after the Brit, you don't have any use for it, so it's going to be Muktzeh the whole Shabbat. It's not Chetzi Shabbat, it's not Raui. It's like when it's wet. So the dimui here is a little bit, we need to go a little bit more in depth to understand what's the comparison. But the Pashtut, he says, we never see something that it's muktzeh half of Shabbat. We saw in the sugya that it can't be muktzeh for half of the Shabbat. So if we know that we have a brit, I'm the mohel, I know I have a brit tomorrow. It's not a surprise. It's ber mashmini, you know before. So ben ashmashot, you knew that you're going to use it. So lechor, it's not muktzeh. And the lo sheikh kan lomar ken. So the Taz said, I disagree with him. The lo sheikh kan lomar ken. The ben ashmashot lo haya ra'oi letiltul. The muktzehu kmo sakin shel sofrim. The siman shinchet. The Taz disagree and he says, lemaise, sakin shel mila is chesron kis. And even if you have a brit on Shabbat, it's still muktzeh mechamat chesron kis. The reason that you could do the bris is because the same way that you could be mechalel Shabbos. But that means that there is no Shabbos? No, it's a muktzeh and you can use it. It doesn't change the status of the kli. It's still muktzeh, even ben ashmashot, when you know that you're going to go and make the bris. And he needs a source. Ve'aveti ra'ya me'eli shekatzvu alav basar, deperek kama debetza, u'mishiput shetzalu bo biyom tov. So he brings ra'ya me'eli shekatzvu alav basar. It's like a tool that you usually use only for this purpose. And after you use it, You shouldn't move it. So you see that the fact that you're allowed to use something in Yom Tov because Ochel Nefesh doesn't change the status of the Kli. So too, you should say for Sakin Shel Mila that it's not going to change the status of the Sakin. Lemaise, the Magen Avraham holds very close to the opinion of the Taz, but he does it in Siman Shin Lamed Aleph. And you have it in page number 7. The only problem that the Magen Avraham and the Taz has is what the Marshal himself bring at the end of his words. The Marshal, I brought it here, and it's page number 7 before the Magen Avraham. You see the last line of the Marshal. אחר כותבי תשובה זו, after the תשובה that the Marshal wrote, מצאתי שכתב רבנו ירוחם בשם הרמב"ן כדבריי, וזה לשונו, מותר לטלטל הכלי להסירו לאחר המילה, דמאחר שמטלטל הכלי בהתר ומחזירו לאיזה מקום שירצה, אף על פי שאין לו תינוק אחר למול. דמאחר שמטלטל הכלי בהתר ומחזירו לאיזה מקום שירצה, ואף על פי שאין לו תינוק אחר למול. So the Marshal thought that he found a source that supports his opinion. And the רבנו ירוחם בשם הרמב"ן writes that after the bris, Since you metaltel beheter, you could be metaltelet. So he understood.
Doesn't necessarily use the rest of the day.
Okay, so he understood that since it's mutar to do the bris on Shabbat, it makes the kli okay, and you can move it after the bris also. But if you look carefully on the words, that's exactly what we learn in the beginning of Siman Shinchet, and that's what the Magen Avraham basically writes here, that the kavana of the Rabbeinu Yerucham and the Ramban is completely not what the Marshal understood. The pshat in the Marshal, in the Ramban is like, look in the Magen Avraham, Kavanato, he brings the Ramban, Kavanato de Kaimalan, de kol muktzeh shehu biyado, metaltelo laeze makom shirtzeh, v'kmo shekatavnu besiman shinchet, siv gimel. Aval la'achar shenichom yado, asur letaltelo. The pshat in the Ramban is what we learn in the beginning of Siman Shin Ched, that when you're metaltel beheter, according to the Magen Avraham, even if you're metaltel beisu, you could put it wherever you want. But if you pick up kli shemlachto leisu, you pick up the kli shemlachto leisu, you break nuts. You want to put the hammer now back to its place. Could you move it? You could. Why? Because when you picked it up, it was letzorach gufo. So since the picking it up was beheter, now we are not going to tell you drop it off after you finish breaking nuts. You could put it wherever you want. So too, by milah, you could do the bris, shkoyach, you finish the brit, you can put it wherever you want, but after you put it wherever you want, it goes back to his normal status, to his definition. So lemaise, we have a big machloket achroinim. If you look in Yoreh Deah, the Shach and the Rema seems to hold like the Marshal. So it's a big machloket achroinim. What's the status of a kli that you have permission to use on Shabbat? Does it take away the Shem Isur from the kli, or it just is it hutra or dhuya, basically, if you're going to treat it this way?
Everyone agrees you can put it down wherever you want. Question
yeah, and even if you hold that it's asur, it just means that when you put it down, you could you couldn't move it after, but you could put it down wherever you want. And the poskim also debate if you want to give it to somebody and then he's going to give it back to you, is it still considered like one long tiltul and it's still you didn't put it down or not? So this is a fascinating machloket achroinim. Lemaise, the Mishnah Brura conclude. You don't want him to cut anything with it. So the Lemaise, he said we should be machmir like the Magen Avraham and the Taz, but he says Katava Eliyahu Rabba sheikabel acher miyadov ulechenu mekol makom bediavad. It's page number 8. מקום מקום בדיעבד, אם הניחו מידו ויש חשש שלא יגנב שם, וחשש שלא יגנב שם, מצדד אליהו בדיעש לסמוך על גמה ושח, דסוברים דמותר לטלטלו, והביאו החוכמת אדם ביחות מילה. So למה I say, if a person have a חשש that it's going to be stolen, you could rely on the poskim so that you could move it the whole Shabbat and save it. And you see it in a lot in the אחרונים, that חשש שנמצאת המכשילן לעתיד לבוא. If you're not going to be matter to the מוהלים to take care of their stuff, next time when you're going to invite them, they're going to say, I'm busy. And נמצא, so תקנתו כלכלתו. So that's why you see that poskim are lenient about these things. The Mishnah Brura also in Sif Katan Yutet hints about the din of the Bet Yosef about dates that you soak in water, so and it's not roi. So he hints here how to explain the Bet Yosef, the kolbo, the to be answering the question of the Bet Yosef. Now let's continue to the next topic. Bitul kli mechano, page number 9. Bitul kli mechano is a little bit confusing because it's here close to Dinei Basis, but it's not really Basis. It's a different, it has a different rules. So I'm going to try to go through the Gemara and cover the basics. We have a Mishnah in Shabbat in Daf Membet Amud Bet. The Mishnah says, "En notnin kli tachat haner lekabel bo et hashemen, v'im netanu mibod yom mutar." Not allowed to put any vessel under the candle to accept the oil from the lighting candle. But if you put the vessel there before Shabbat, it's fine. And then we have in the Gemara, Memra of Rav Chisda. And we have a couple of Amoraim trying to explain Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said, אף על פי שאמרו אין נוטלים כלי תחת התרנגולת לקבל בצטה, אבל כופה עליה כלי שלא תשבר. Even though Chazal said, you're not allowed to put a kli under Tarnagolet to accept to get the egg, but you could cover the egg with a kli. And where does Chazal say that you're not allowed to put a kli under the chicken? So that's the Mishnah. That's the same idea, that you're not allowed to put a kli tachat haner. Now, if you look in the Mishnah in Rashi, gives us a little bit of explanation about the concept that we're going to discuss, and he said it in the Mishnah before the Gemara. So the reason that you're not allowed to put kli tachat haner, Rashi, look in Rashi in the Mishnah, kli tachat haner lekabel bo shemen hametaftef, mishum de shemen mukze, vekasavar en kli nital b'shabbat ela lezoch davar nital. So he said maybe the reason of the Mishnah is because you're not allowed to move anything to serve something that it's not nital b'shabbat. That's the first opinion in the Gemara. So inami kasavar, and that's what I want to focus in. Asur levatel kli mechano, leoshiv kli b'makom shelo yuchal od litlo misham. Bitul kli mechano. What does it mean, bitul kli mechano? To put a vessel in a place that you're not going to be able to move it after. And what is the reason for the issue? Where did Chazal get it from? What is the source? What is the nature of the issue? Dehave kekoveh lo makom u'mechabro batit v'dami lemelacha.
So if you have a kli under the oil or under the egg, it's going to be stuck there the whole Shabbat because it's mukzeh, and technically you can move it. It's not about basis, okay? Basis normally needs to be done ben hashmashot, and basis, even when the mukzeh comes off, it's still considered basis. Here, even if you don't have the dinim of basis, you still have a problem because you put the vessel under the egg to keep it there. So you basically take a cup and you stuck it into the ground because you're not going to be able to move it the whole Shabbat now. It's like or bone or soter. Tosfot says that in other places Rashi says it's soter or bone. One of those. But it has nothing to do with din basis. If I'm going to ask you what is Bitul kli mechano, it's or bone or soter. Dami le bone, dami le soter. And what are the conditions to create this? So we're going to discuss this. But that's the source and that's the nature of the issue. And the first opinion of the Gemara is Amaraba, Ta'amad Rav Chisda, Atzala Metzuya Etiru, Atzala Shina Metzuya Lo Etiru. Rav Yosef Amar, Rainu Ta'amad Rav Chisda, Mishum de Kamevatel kli mechano. Rav Yosef, that's what I want to focus on. Rav Yosef said that the reason for Rav Chisda is Mishum Mevatel Kli Mechano. That's what we're going to discuss. And we have a third opinion in the Gemara, is Rabbi Yitzchak, that disagrees with Rav Chisda and says that you're not allowed to be Metaltel Kli for anything that it's not Nital. So that's the opinion that Rashi mentioned in the Mishnah, the last opinion. So we're not going to discuss the Rabbi and we're not going to discuss Rabbi Yitzchak. The main focus now is Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says the reason for the Mishnah is Mevatel Kli Mechano. Mevatel Kli Mechano is like destroying the Kli or building a Kli or whatever you're going to accept in Rashi. Now the Gemara, when the Gemara argue and discuss this opinion, the Gemara asks from Chavit Shel Tevel. Chavit Shel Tevel Shenishbera Mevi Kli Acher Umeniach Tachtea. So why could you put kli under tevel? Tevel lichora is mukze, and if tevel is mukze, why would you able to put anything underneath? Amar le tevel muchanu etzel Shabbat shimavar v'tikno metukan. So here the Gemara gives us like a lomdesh hagdara. It's mukze, but since you have ability to take away the isu, it's like it's not considered mamish like bitul kli mechano, because the item inside is not a complete mukze that doesn't have any heter the way it is. So since it's, you need a high level mukze, not every mukze gonna be mevatel kli mechano, only mukze that you cannot take the shem mukze away. And then the Gemara asks, notin kli tachat haner lekabel nitzotzot. Nitzotzot is also mukze. Amar Rav Huna, nitzotzot en mai mamash. So a chidush that nitzotzot doesn't have a chashivut, they consider nothing. And then korah. And then the last source in the Gemara is the Gemara that we basically mentioned, kufin et asa lifnei efrochim. Again, you're allowed to take a basket and put it upside down in front of the chicks that they can move up and down. Why aren't you considered mevatel kli mechano? So Gemara says, kasavar mutar letaltelo. In echinami, it's mutar betiltul. The Gemara says, v'atani asur letaltelo. We have a brayta that says that you're not allowed to move it. So the Gemara said, "Be'odan alav." The Braita that says that you couldn't move the basket is only when the chicks are on top of it. Ve'atani afal pi she'en odan alav. There is a Braita that says that even if the chicks are not there, you couldn't move the basket. Amar Rabbi Abba, be'odan alav kol ben hashmashot migud itkatzal le ben hashmashot itkatzal le kol yoma. So here in the sugya, you see a couple of levels. If the chicks were there ben hashmashot, keeps the Shem Mukhtse on the basket even if they're not there. Because Ben HaShemashot, the chicks were there. If the chicks came in the middle of Shabbat, you put the basket there in the middle of Shabbat, they were there for a couple of minutes, and then they came off. It's not a problem, because although at the time that they're going to be there, you're not going to be able to move the Kli, but since you know that when they come off, you could move it, it's not considered Bitul Kli Mechano. Because Bitur Kli Mechano is only when you destroy the Kli for the whole Shabbat. If it's just temporary, it's not Bitur Kli Mechano. Tosfot here raised a couple of questions. And it's connecting us to the first sugya that we just learned. Tosfot Dibur Matchil. I don't want to do Tevel, it's a... Keep it on the side. Be'odan alav. Tosfot Dibur HaMatchil be'odan alav. It's in the middle of page number 10. Aval le'achar she'yardu mutar le'taltelo. Nireh le'ri de'kasavar de'en mukce le'chatzi Shabbat. What are you saying? Be'odan alav, you're not allowed to move it, right? If you hold yesh mukce le'chatzi Shabbat, so at the time that the chicks were on top, it was mukce, right? So it should keep the Shem Mukhtse for the whole Shabbat. So it's going to be Mevatel Kli Mechano, because you're not going to be able to move the Kli the whole Shabbat. So this sugya has to be, this sugya should be going like the opinion that says, En Mukhtse Lechatzi Shabbat. Delemanda Amar Befeken Tzadin Diyesh Mukhtse Asur Ledaltelo Af Lachar Sheyardu. Vekashe Lerashba, Lemanda Amar Yesh Mukhtse Lechatzi Shabbat, Emai Kofin Tasa Lefnei Hefruchim. So according to the Manda Amar Yesh Mukhtse Lechatzi Shabbat, it should be Asur to be put in the basket in front of the chicks. So is it going to argue with the Mishnah? If you're going to say that the person who holds Yesh Mukhtse Lechatzi Shabbat disagree with the whole sugya of Mevatel Kli Mechano, that's not true, because everyone holds it Asur Levatel Kli Mechano, because the Gemara asks it like a Stama. Parich Stama de Gemara. We have a rule that when the Gemara asks a question like a simple question, everyone has to agree with it. V'haka Mevatel Kli Mechano. The Gemara asked, so it has to be that everyone agree with it. So everyone should agree with this rule, and everyone should agree with the rule of Kofinat Asalif Naefochim. So how could the opinion of Yesh Mukhtse Lechatzi Shabbat be Mefarnes the Mishnah of Kofinat Asalif Naefochim? I'm skipping to the next. V'yesh Lomar, I'm skipping to the two lines. V'yesh Lomar, Deleman Damar Yesh Mukhtse Lechatzi Shabbat, Ach de Kofinat Asal, Muki Ke Rabbi Shimon. They're going to say, Tosfot says, the person who holds Yesh Mukhtse Lechatzi Shabbat, he's going to say that the person who lets you do the basket stuff is Rabbi Shimon, that holds there is no Mukhtse, so he's Mukhtse. And then Tosfot says, Inami had Yesh Mukhtse
Lechatzi Shabbat according to Rabbi Shimon, because he doesn't
He doesn't hold Migudit Katsai.
He certainly doesn't hold the Yesh Mukhtse
Lechatzi Shabbat. He holds Migudit Katsai v'Tzimukim, but only Gugurot v'Tzimukim. Not everything.
Right.
So he can be Mekel with Sal, because it's not Gugurot v'Tzimukim. Inami, and this brings us back to the Tosfot in Betza, Inami had Yesh Mukhtse Lechatzi Shabbat, Haylun la'achila, ve'lo le'tiltul. So you see again the same concept that Tosfot says in Betza, here helps deal with this problem, that Yesh Mukhtse Lechatzi Shabbat has nothing to do with the Netiltul. So that's why it's mutar to be kofer the sal in front of the Efruchim, because there is no problem of Tiltul. The only problem of Mukhtse Lechatzi Shabbat is just Isu Achila. The next Tosfot that also important, because it has to do with Gemara Bidei Adam, that a concept that we just learned, Be'odan Alav Kol Ben Hashmashot. We said that if the chicks were on top of the basket, the whole Ben HaShemashot, then it's also to move the basket the whole Shabbat, even when the chicks are not there. So Tosfot says, Teima, kevan de biyado la'africham lemata, v'gmaro bide adam. We said by Dinei Yesh Muktzeh L'Chatzi Shabbat, or when we learned the Sugya, we said that anything that's Gmaro Bide Adam, anything that is under your control to take away the Shem Muktzeh, it's not strong enough to take away the Shem Muktzeh. So these chicks, you could basically make noise and make them come off the basket. So it's considered Gmaro Bide Adam. And if it's Gmaro Bide Adam, it should be Mutter. And you shouldn't say Migud Itkatzai Le Ben Hashmashot, Itkatzai Le Kul Yoma. So Tosfot says another floor, another chidush on top of Gmaro Bide Adam. There is two types of Gmaro Bide Adam, and this is something that is very important. The Shanik Derot, אם היה צריך לו בין השמשות, היה מקררן. וכן פולים ועדשים, רצונו שהתבשלו בלא שום דיחוי. אבל אחר רצונו היה שיעלו הפוכן על הסל. So I want to read the Tosfot Rosh, explain it a little bit more nicely. Tosfot Rosh, look in page number 12. Page number 12, יש לומר, דלא דמי, דעתם פולים ועדשים, כי רצונו היה שיהיו מתבשלות לאלתר. וכן כדרות, אם היה צריך לו בין השמשות, היה אוכלה מיד. The main חילוק is, when you cook food, the reason that it's dachui is not because you want it dachui for the next 5 minutes. It's because you want to cook it. You don't have a choice. It needs to be hot, so it's going to be warm when you want to eat it. You don't really want that period of time that it's not ra'ui ben hashmashot, it's bal kochacha. In this case, when it's beyadcha to take it off, it's not going to create mukze. But when you put the basket in front of the fochim, you want them to be there at ben hashmashot. It's going to change after, but it's not something that you want to take off during Ben HaShemashot. It's something that you want to be there Ben HaShemashot, so even if it's a little bit Gemaro Bide Adam, it's not considered Gemaro Bide Adam. Now one more chidush, and if somebody needs to go to Maghrib, please go, I'm not going to be insulted. One more chidush about Bitul Kli Me'echano, if you look in the Rambam, and you can find that in Miyuchas Laran also, Bitul Kli Me'echano is not only when we discuss Muktzeh. The Rambam seems to say, regarding to the Gemara, that the Gemara Lekaman, so that if you have an animal that fell into water and you want to let the animal come up, so you could take pillows and throw into the water, and then the animal is going to climb on the pillow and come up. So the Gemara says, Ve'aka mevatel kli me'echano. When you throw the pillows into the water, you mevatel kli me'echano. How could you do that? And then the Gemara said, because of tzar ba'alechayim it's mutter. So the question is, why is it mevatel kli me'echano? If the animal is going to come out, they're not going to be sitting on the pillow. So the Rashba says that the question of the Gemara was, maybe the animal is not going to come off, and then the animal is going to stay on the pillow, and you're mevatel kli me'echano. It's a little bit difficult to say, maybe the animal is not... The reason that you put it there is the animal is going to come off. You don't want the animal to be there, so it's kofinat asalifnai fochi mamish. The Rambam and the Miyuchas Laran says that the reason it's Mevadal Kli Mechano is because when you throw pillow into a water, the pillow is going to get soaked with water and you're not going to be able to use the pillow on Shabbat. So you destroy the pillow for the use of the pillow. So this is Mevadal Kli Mechano. Mevadal Kli Mechano, Shkoyach. Mevadal Kli Mechano, when you destroy, that's what Rashi says in the Mishnah, you destroy the use of the item. Has nothing to do with Dine Muktzeh. When you throw pillow into the water, you destroy the pillow. It's Isur de Rabbanan to destroy item unless it's Tzar Ba'al Chaim. So that's the opinion of the Rambam, and that's Lemaisa Lichora also. So let's just summarize Dine Bitul Kli Me'echano. Bitul Kli Me'echano needs to be something that you want to stay there on Ben HaShemashot. If it's something that you have it there, even Ben HaShemashot, but you could take it off, or it's there only because you don't have a choice, it's not going to consider Mevatel Kli Me'echano. It's going to be considered Gmaro Bide Adam. According to the Rambam, Bitul Kli Me'echano could happen even without, has nothing to do with Dine Muktzeh, and it seems like Rashi might agree with it also, because the main point of Bitul Kli Me'echano is the fact that you destroying the use of the item. So it could be by putting an item under the Muktzeh, under the Betzah, and the Betzah is going to stay there the whole Shabbat, and you're not going to use the item. Or by wearing a, a pillow and making it not usable for the whole Shabbat. There's an interesting balamor also that if you want to take a look after. Lemaise, the Shulchan Aruch in Seif Vav, Kol Davar Shasur Letaltelo, that's page 14 on the bottom, Kol Davar Shasur Letaltelo, Asur Liten Kli Tachtav Kedei Sheipol Letocho, Mipnei Sheoser Kli Betiltul, Venimtza Mevatel Kli Mechano. So he said that the Oser HaKli B'Tiltul doesn't mention the Rambam, but in the case of under the Mukzeh, it's going to be Oser the Kli B'Tiltul, and it's going to destroy the use of the item. Aval mutar likpot alav kli, ulikpot alav kli, ubilvad shlo yigavo. But you're allowed to cover an egg with a kli as long as you're not touching. And touching, we discuss in length the machloket of the Rav HaMagid and Terumat HaDeshen. What is shlo yigavo? If it's because of you doing it letzorech hamukze, or because the chashash is that you might move it. Lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah here writes that it makes more sense to follow the Rav HaMagid, that the issue is don't touch when it's something round, that there is a chashash that it's going to move. Because there is no issue to touch mukze. The issue is only to move mukze. So when the mukze is round, try, when you cover it, not to touch it. But if the mukze is solid and it's like not round and there is no chashash that it's going to move, it's fine. But not like the Terumat HaDeshen that wanted to be mechalek between when you do it for the mukze or for your use. So lemaise we hold like the Rav HaMagid. So that's for today. Shkoyach.